Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Israel's assault on Gaza continued Sunday despite claims from Israel's defense minister that the campaign may be in its final stages. The Israelis say they hit at least 60 Hamas targets overnight. One of those targets was a mosque that Israel says was used to store weapons. At least 17 Hamas rockets struck southern Israel Sunday. There have been no reports of casualties. Meanwhile, protests continue around the world. In England, thousands of British Jews turned out in London, both for and against Israel. Rallies are also taking place in Madrid and Berlin. On Saturday, demonstrators gathered outside the temporary residence of President-elect Obama in Washington, demanding he stop the violence in Gaza. Rescuers are searching for roughly 230 people off Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. They were on a boat that capsized in stormy seas early this morning. Only 18 people have been rescued so far. Officials fear scores of those still missing are dead. A mock inauguration is being held this morning in Washington. Inaugural officials are conducting a dress rehearsal, including a parade and swearing-in ceremony using a stand-in for the president-elect. The real presidential inauguration, by the way, is just 9 days away. The road to the Super Bowl makes stops in Pittsburgh and New Jersey this afternoon. In the NFC, the defending champion New York Giants battle the Philadelphia Eagles. The winner will meet the Arizona Cardinals in next week's NFC Championship. The Pittsburgh Steelers and San Diego Chargers will decide who plays the Baltimore Ravens in next week's AFC title game. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.